This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 36 for the high today. I wish March would finally end already. The longest month of my life.
This is the one month that has four full weeks. Like, we come off February, but it has like 2 weeks. Two and a half weeks. And now March is like... Full four weeks plus 3 days. It's just insane. Well, anyways,
January and March are both obnoxious. So talk about getting your hopes up.
No, it's so bad. I was gonna do this for There I Said It, but I can't wait, and I'm so triggered, and I want to know if anybody else experience this level of disappointment when it comes to trying new things, specifically on your phone.
Got it.
Our phone is a world of opportunity. There's so many things that we can do on it, whether it be social media, whether it be checking emails, or my favorite thing to do is downloading new apps. There is an app for everything.
I know, I couldn't hate it.
Everything, okay? You just told me about an app last year. Scan this food, and it'll tell you how long it's going to take to kill you from the inside out. Like, just easy peasy.
I stopped using it 6 months ago.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Once you download it, it only grabs your attention for so long and you just stop using it. Unless it's like a social media app, you're constantly using it. But what app are you using every single day? I'm not. I'm just not doing it.
Do you want to bring your app usage to an absolute screeching halt? Because I know exactly how to do it. I was in therapy the other day.
Oh, I did get a lot of use out of the Domino's app last year.
Yeah, you did. And that's why you've been going to get lab work for your cholesterol. I was in therapy yesterday. And my therapist and I broke up. More to come on that later.
Oh, yeah. After I was going to ask if she dropped you yet.
After 3 years.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Anyways, we've been through a lot. And she was telling me about this app that essentially is like a mental health wellness app, and this is way after your time, so you probably don't really know what I'm talking about, but like when I was growing up, we had Club Penguin, we had Webkinz, we had all of these basically Chia Pets online.
Yeah.
That we had to take care of, we had to feed and house, and it was a lot. I was a single mom who worked two jobs to keep my Webkin alive.
Yeah, that was like, I was a single dad, you know, trying to play with my Tamagotchis.
Right. So it was really something that, you know, I think as you were young, developed your digital skills. So my therapist is telling me about this app called Finch. And she's like, it's basically the same thing, but you get points every day for completing tasks. Just like basic wellness tasks. Like, get up, brush your teeth, make your bed, take your pills. Like,
get up? Just waking up?
Just waking up.
Right. Okay. You give yourself a pat on the back for waking up in the morning.
The app does. And your little baby bird like grows and gets outfits. And it's just like a really cool thing because it's keeping you motivated to stay on task with the things that you're already doing without losing motivation. Because baby Louise is relying on me.
Okay.
So I was like, oh my God, like this is so great. Like any motivation is good motivation for me to, you know, get up out of bed. So I'm like so excited. I run after therapy. I download the app. I fill out this long questionnaire. Like, it took me probably 15, 20 minutes, and it was like, what's your mood like? How are you with just completing basic tasks? I'm like, I have really bad ADHD, like whatever.
You did the whole rundown.
The whole rigmarole. And I see my baby bird and I'm so excited and I can't wait for it to grow. And then it's like, free trial starts now. App is $75 a year. I'm like,
yeah, they got you. The annual $75 a year.
And there's nothing more insulting than when you do pay in full for apps and things like that. And then on a random Tuesday in February, $100 comes out of your account and you just start flipping out and punching air and you're like, oh, that's CapCut. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, it's just, but like, there's no warning.
You're signing up for a subscription, but that's how they get you. Because a lot of people's mindsets are, I've already put this 20 minutes of work in filling out their survey. Now I feel obligated to purchase this stupid app. They got me with this gym membership thing. Not a gym membership, but it was a gym app. It was like, what's your BMI? What are your goals?
Yeah.
Here are the workout routines.
You can, or whatever it is.
Yeah, here are the workout routines you can do every day, and we're going to tell you what to eat.
You're going to be shredded.
You're going to be shredded. So I spent 10, 15 minutes, and it was like, the app is annually $100, but we'll give you a seven-day free trial. And I was like,
what am I going to get done in 7 days?
Nothing. But that's how they get you, because they want you to forget about it.
That's what they do.
Which is free news every
time. So then I'll take it a step further. My girlfriend's really into like budgeting right now, whatever, saving for our future, all the things. She's like, I think.
What does that look like? What are you doing? Buying a house?
Fully.
But what about the wedding? Who's in charge of it? By the way, not to get off topic too much, I just have a lot of questions.
Not to get off topic, goes off topic completely.
I have a lot of questions about this. So if both of you.
We'll do this a different day.
Ladies are getting married. I just want to know who's responsible for covering the cost of the wedding? Is it the person who gets
both of us?
That doesn't make sense. That's not fair.
We'll do this a different day. Not the time nor the place. Thank you so much. Anyways, she's like, I really need to get my finances in order. I heard Rocket Money is a great tool to use. They kind of find out all the subscriptions that you're paying for.
Can I say something?
What?
I signed up for Rocket. They charged me like $75.
Exactly.
I didn't know they were going to do it. I didn't know.
So you're telling me in order to save money and have you help me save money, I have to spend money?
But Breeze,
makes no sense.
Yes, it does make.
I'm shaking piss. I'm punching air.
You're using a service that's provided to you. Somebody needs to get paid. You think everybody's just going to let you use their tool for free? That doesn't make any sense.
Stupid. I know you're getting robbed blind with every other app on your phone, but this one is the one that we really do need money for.
It's going to change your life.
In order to combat the other apps.
It's going to change your life. Anything over $15 or 10 bucks for an app sounds so expensive to me.
Yeah.
$75. Do you know people are paying? There's people who paid $600 for Bumble Gold for that annual subscription. Oh, you can unlimited swiping. Do you remember we had that conversation?
Yes, like it was insane.
A year and a half ago?
It wasn't even like Raya. It was Bumble.
Yeah.
It was like the Kmart of dating apps. It was horrible.
Nothing special.
Yeah.
But so, they wouldn't do it if people were never paying for it. They wouldn't ask for a subscription. But people do. They dish out their money.
There was a period of my life where my Apple account was all linked to my dad's credit card. And I was like, this is great. Every app's free.
Oh, your poor father.
And now I'm like, I'm not paying for that.
Slick Rick in the house. I am one of the guys who was guilty of paying the $600 for the Bumble. Dude, how desperate can you be? You could have just done it for free. What do you get, like 30 swipes a day? Something like that? $600. And by the way, when we talked about this, people were upset because it honestly was a subscription that had no benefits to it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It was like, we promise you, you're going to find the love of your life. If you just open your wallet and give us your money, you will find that person you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
That's literally what I say at the bachelor auction. If you can find it within yourself to open your wallet and open your heart, that's like Bumble's slogan.
Fraud.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I am beyond sick and tired of my neighbor parking like a D-bag. taken up two spots because he thinks, for whatever reason, the world revolves around him, and it doesn't, Breezy.
The entitlement is crazy.
It doesn't. It's Peaks Wide Mornings, Moose Breezy, and I know a lot of us take pride in the things that we have, especially, you know, our vehicles. However, if you're making other people's life difficult in the process, then most likely you're the problem.
Right.
And it's one thing to park your vehicle further away, you know, from all the other vehicles to keep it from getting scratched. But when you purposely park in two spots because you think that's going to keep people from parking on either side of you, I'm sorry, you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
This guy, man, does not care. And I finally got fed up yesterday because I get home. And when I get home, all I want to do is get upstairs and take my shoes off. I don't want to search for parking. And I got fed up. So I finally, yesterday, wrote a letter and put it under the wipers.
You wrote a letter.
Of my neighbor. Yes, it is. Yes, I was really upset. I had to park on the street,
yikes,
which I don't like doing. Went upstairs, got a pen and paper.
Not that matters. Your car's getting smashed in anyways. Yeah. Street, parking lot, doesn't matter. Wait, so do you have the note?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Play that music. Set that tone.
I can fully appreciate the fact you drive around a leased 2019 Audi.
Coming out of the gate super hot.
But it doesn't give you the right to take up two spots. I understand that was probably a little passive-aggressive.
That was very passive-aggressive, and you're probably not going to get anywhere with this person.
The parking in this lot, as you know, is limited. And you thinking it's okay to inconvenience your neighbors and have them park on the street because you don't want someone scratching your car makes you look like a real douchebag. Park in one spot, and if you're so worried about having your car scratched, then you should think about moving somewhere where you can have your own private garage. And then I ended it with, good day. So,
not the good day. Oof.
But is it really... is it really that much of an issue for you to just park in the one spot? You got to take up two spots. Everybody already has trouble parking in that lot as it is because it's so small. I was pissed yesterday. And obviously for good reason.
Right.
How many of you know someone who does this? 585-252-9800. They got a nice vehicle. They got to take up two parking spots.
It's not great.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alex.
Alex, what's up, man?
What up, King?
Hey. Well, I'm just calling to end about what you guys were talking about.
Okay, great. Hey, Alex, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, okay? Stay there.
Stay there.
All right, let's take a quick wager here. I'm betting that he's going to be a total douchebag on this call. If he is, you owe me $20 for lunch.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, well, I think he's going to be a total gentleman, so if that's the case, you owe me $1,000.
Great.
Perfect.
Hey, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
All right, well, kind of would like to remain a little bit anonymous about this, but
right. Alex wants to remain anonymous. No problem. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. Well, you know, I got a quick question. What kind of cars do you guys drive?
Why do you need to know that?
Well, look, the only reason I'm asking that is because, like, people who don't really drive nice cars, they're never going to be worried about their cars getting scratched or, like, messed with at all.
I understand that, but, you know, what are we talking about here?
Okay, well, like, I got a 2021 BMW 330i.
Oh, that's so sick.
Right, of course.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, you know, how many people in the city just specifically want to mess with someone who has a nice car just because they're jealous or something?
Have you experienced that?
Oh, for sure. Look, you pay $80,000 for your car, and then, you're going to be concerned. You're going to look for that spot. You're going to take up two spots. You may park further down.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Alex, parking further down makes sense. Taking up two spots is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. It's very entitled.
Are
you kidding me?
You going out of your way to inconvenience everyone else is a douche move.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, if the cops cared at all, sure, then... I would do the one space, but like you can tell when people just don't care. Like I had a woman the other day at the gym. I swear, she slammed her doors right into my car because she had some cheap little Ford, and she just was jealous about how well and how nice my car was.
So you think she did it on purpose? You think she slammed her door?
For sure. She was
Wait. This absolutely kills me. This reminds me of your friend who was getting pulled over, and he thought that the only reason he was getting pulled over is because the cop really liked his Jeep and wanted a picture with it.
Yeah, we got pulled over. He refused to pull over because he thought the cop was trying to take a picture of his car.
Because he really wanted it, and he really liked
it. You know what I call that, Alex? Delusional.
What? Delulu.
Well, I mean, I don't know the guy's car, but, like, I'm sure it was nice. But, like, when it comes to, like, wanting to keep your stuff nice, taking up two spots is the way to do it. A BMW, like, people look at that and they automatically know you're doing well. They get pissed off and they start, like, doing whatever they can just to get back at you. And it's like, they don't even know me. If they knew me, I'd probably take care of them. They'd be my friend. But instead, they're just pissed and jealous.
I'm sure that you turn a lot of heads with your 2021 BMW 3 Series.
Oh, I can't tell you. I can't tell you the looks I get in that thing. Like, oh. The sweet car.
Is it? What is it?
Not you getting off on it.
I've done some aftermarket stuff. I mean, if you saw this car, like, you know I was doing well. And sometimes, you know, people just want to just, like, try to bring you down a rung.
But do you need that validation? Do you need people to know that you're doing well because you drive a BMW?
It's not just a BMW. It's the 3 Series. It's a 330i.
Okay, that's well. That sounds nice. That's so sick.
You're genuinely speaking in Chinese to me. I don't even know what.
All right, so you're the type of guy where you're going to take up two spots and inconvenience everyone else because you don't want your car getting dented. Okay, got it. You're that type of guy. I just wanted to clear that up.
Right.
Well, like, if you look in the parking lot and you see a bunch of beaters, yeah, I'm taking up two spots.
Okay, so here's the thing that you don't realize: my car is small enough that if somebody does that and I have the opportunity to park next to them, I will, just for the sole purpose and the sole reason of you not wanting someone. Like, I'm trying to prove a point. So I remember in college, I drove a literal miniature Matchbox Toyota Yaris.
Sure.
So small. Could
stick.
Fit anywhere.
It was sick, wasn't
could
it?
Fit in, yeah, could fit in your pocket. And this guy with his huge truck took up two spots. And my car was small enough to fit in between. And now I'm on top of your car because you're an idiot. You know what I mean? So sometimes I think it actually backfires, if I'm being honest.
You know what? Save everyone the trouble, Alex, and just park further away instead of taking up two spots. That's all.
Well, I mean, if they had, like, a valet or something, I would do that. But, like, come on.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you weighing in this morning on this topic.
All right. Well, I mean, if you guys ever get a nice car, you'll know where I'm coming from.
Right, of course.
Listen, I paid some good money. I have a brand new car. I still wouldn't take up two spots like a douche. I wouldn't do it. I'm just not that. It's not in me to do that type of thing.
I wouldn't do it. It must not be that nice of a car.
Okay, bye, Alex.
Oh dear. So I'm gonna.
You. So I'm. I think we're gonna. You owe me lunch at Magnolia's on Park Ave.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, this is why I date women. Thank you so much.
No, we know that. All right. Hi, Ashley. You're live. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I was just calling to respond to Alex and his response to the car parking.
Yeah, go ahead.
I knew as soon as the $20 wager was put on, well, first of all, I knew that that was going to happen.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, I had a feeling too, but I'm getting a free lunch.
Good for you, because you deserve it, because you called that immediately. But, I mean, in regards to that, Alex, if you are sitting there and if you are listening, you're attacking people if you had enough money. Well, guess what? Just, you know, to fight fire with fire. If you had enough money, you wouldn't worry about a thing in your car.
No, you wouldn't.
And you wouldn't be driving a 2021 either, because we're in 2025. Because you have that much money, turn it in like every 2 years.
I wasn't going to say it, Ashley. I wasn't going to say it.
That's tea.
It's really great.
I know. Isn't it so funny when he said that? I didn't even catch on to it because I still think we're in 2020. I have no idea what year it is.
And I mean, I'm not a person to sit there and belittle anybody, but I've always been an advocate for, you know, the small people. I'm actually going back to school for psychology, so.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, interesting.
It doesn't matter what you drive. People who have a lower income, it takes a portion out of their income. You are going to sit there, and if you value it, you value it.
Right.
It doesn't matter what style it is, what how much it costs. You can park in a faraway spot. It does not have to be two spots. If I saw somebody like that, I would park right next to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do it so it was right next to their driver's side vehicle door so that they would have to pull through. I'd give them a couple chances, but after that, no, fair game.
I don't care if I have to come out of my sunroof.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter to me.
Well, I think, Ashley, we're all in agreement this morning that Alex has a small peepee.
Oh, yes.
She goes, I wasn't going to say that, but yes. That's true.
I'm also a psychologist.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed. It's time for There I Said It. We're going to go ahead and clear the air this morning. 585-252-9800. If you need to get something off your chest, and by the look of the messages coming in, it looks like you guys do.
People are ready.
All right. Get in right into it, Breeze.
Who is here first? Kathy is here.
What's up, Kathy?
She said, if you love hot sauce, you're a weirdo. There, I said it. You don't need to put that bleep on everything.
Yeah, I could see why you would be offended by that take, considering you carry it around with you in your purse.
I'm obsessed.
It's in her Louis Vuitton.
I literally need it on my person at all time.
Let's get over to our girl, Jackie. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Social media is getting really ridiculous today. I'm sick and tired of watching people humiliate themselves online for a few likes. It's getting really sad out there. There, I said it. You want to talk about humiliating oneself? You should check out our latest video on social.
Me, Moose. Every time I ask Moose to do a video, this is kind of how it goes. Moose, we're going to do this trend. All right.
It's not like I fight you. Just give me a chance to soak it all in.
What are we doing again?
Let me...
This is stupid.
Let me express how ridiculous it is, and then we move on. All right, let's go over to Matt. What's up, Matt? Hi, guys. I love the show this morning. I wanted to say, don't date out of your league. It's a bad idea. There, I said it. Because it's only going to boost your ego. Your expectations for the future partners will become too high, and it will be difficult to lower them again, in which case you'll end up alone. I got to tell you, Matt's onto something.
Yeah, very much
Matt,
so.
Man, Matt might be onto something this morning.
Oh, well, these things happen. This person says, just my opinion, but I truly believe that there are too many wines out there these days. There, I said it. How am I supposed to choose between 30 rosés? They all taste the same.
No, they don't. Just try all of them.
Not our listeners getting their stomachs pumped.
Why do all men fart in their sleep? This is why women end up sleeping in separate bedrooms from their man, because you guys are all pigs. There, I said it. I'm assuming there's a reason you didn't leave your name, because that's not true.
How are you to know? You don't sleep with anybody. Who's going to tell you if you're farting in your sleep?
First of all.
Your space buddy?
First of all my exes have said the same thing. How come you don't fart in front of me? I don't think it's sexy. I'm not going to do it.
You can't control it in your sleep, though.
I don't do that in my sleep.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll spend the night tonight and see if I can figure it out.
No, I'm so good.
No,
we don't need to do that.
No, I'll be over at 8.
Thank you so much. I'm not sharing a bed with you.
I'll bring a sleeping bag. No issue whatsoever.
I'll still get to work before you.
Of course. Nobody was questioning that whatsoever. This person says, leftover salad already mixed with dressing is better tasting than fresh salad. There, I said it. Ew, it's soggy.
I do it all the time.
And the lettuce is wilted.
You know the salad kits you get with the dressing?
So no, I don't, because I would never in a million years buy that.
Why not? They're delicious.
It's like $15 at Wegmans. No, I'm so good.
It's $3.99. So I made it last night for dinner, and then I have the other half tonight. Is it soggy?
With dressing already on it?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I just like don't like salad to begin with, but that's a personal
prerogative. I don't like salad. You're a child.
I don't.
Rochelle says, if you take up two parking spots with your vehicle, you are a selfish piece of crap. There, I said it. And Alex, I hope you are listening. But people are not happy with Alex.
Alex had some fire that he was spinning.
Oh, what's up, guys? It's Alex. I want to remain anonymous. Information you probably should have shared before you went live.
Right. Of course. Of course.
Mine for today is, I think, big noses are beautiful. There, I said it. No, listen, too many people try to replace their nose with something petite. Why? Put a pair of shoes on that bad boy. Take it to dinner. It's beautiful. You're beautiful. There, I said it.
Not your nose wearing loafers. Okay. I've seen the people you've dated in the past. Never once seen a huge schnauz.
They're rare. I think I might switch it up.
You've never even done it.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk.
Right.
I want to see you with someone who has a beak.
I'm.
There, I said it. Put your money where your mouth is.
I'm looking for a lady with a big nose.
That's why every time Moose goes missing, he's feeding the seagulls at Lake Ontario. He's looking for his next wife.
I would imagine somebody with that size nose would have a serious deviated septum problem, yeah?
Mm-hmm. One of the best nose job transformations I've seen is Gypsy Rose. Although she did commit murderous acts on her mother.
Yeah,
her nose looks great right
now.
Yeah,
she has a really this is a nice nose. Yeah, she's a very nice
nose. So was her OG nose the nose that you're currently looking for? Just asking for a friend, just so I can put feelers out there.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.